progress.
I like that.
It is a good feature. At least I'll let you guys know I'm doing something too. It's like, hey, she's doing something. Almost 1 second. I'm still waiting for YouTube to load. Did you hear about Nancy Grant? I'm just going, it's just going to the turtle tonight.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the public hearing on the articles that will be voted on at town meeting. And we will read through it and answer any questions that you would have. So Article 3. Shall a charter commission be established for the purpose of revising the municipal charter? Anybody have any questions on that? Okay, Article 4 is to choose by secret ballot 6 persons to serve on the charter commission if approved under Article 3 above. By state law, 3 other members must be appointed by the selectmen. So people will be able to vote for 6 people to be on the Charter Commission if Article 3 is approved. Yes?
So that will be done by nominations from the floor at town meeting?
No, you people had to take out papers to be on the Charter Commission and they will be on the ballot.
So those individuals have already taken out papers?
Yes. They so have to get signatures, turn them in. They were all certified, and those people that did that will be on the ballot.
Oh, okay.
Name for the record.
Roger Hooper.
Okay, thank you.
46 John Street.
Okay, thanks.
Now, what about the 3 additional? How's that work?
We do that afterwards. The board does. Okay, any other questions? Okay, Article 5. Is shall an amendment to the Town of Lyman Shoreland Zoning Ordinance, Article 15, Section C, Land Use Standards, piers, docks, wharves, bridges, and other structures, and uses extending over or below the normal high water line of a water body or within a wetland be enacted. This affects the regulation of docks on right-of-ways. Copies of the text of the amendment are available from the town clerk, and it's pretty straightforward what it's identifying.
And that was just basically the shape of the docks?
Yeah.
And how many, like, connection-wise?
Says the owner of an easement or right-of-way leading to or touching upon a water body does not have the right by implication to construct a dock on the easement or right-of-way, or use the easement or right-of-way to facilitate the construction of a dock on the water body if the instrument granting or reserving the easement or right-of-way does not expressly include the right to construct a dock on the easement or right-of-way, or the right to use the easement or right-of-way to facilitate the construction of a dock. So basically, if you have a deeded right-of-way to access to the water, unless it says you can build a structure, you can't put a dock on it.
And is there going to be a grandfathering, possibly, if there are? I don't know if there are any in town anywhere, but...
I think that's state law. I think that's already state law.
Is it?
I know you can't burden an easement.
Okay.
And that would be burdening the easement. I think they just, it started to just clarify because there were issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the right of way was an issue, and then the docks itself, which is the next article, is the other issue.
Right. Yeah, I understood the right of way. The dock thing was a little more attached or not attached and floating and not floating.
Okay, Article 6. This shall amendment to the Town of Lyman Shoreland Zoning Ordinance, Article 17, definitions be enacted. Note, defining dock. So it says copies are available. I have a copy. A dock means a platform used to access, for access to a water body, or to secure, protect, and provide access to a boat. The platform may extend from a shore over the water body, or may be a floating platform attached to a mooring. The term dock includes a boat lift. The term dock does not include a swim, float, or raft. Inflatable rubber raft is not considered a dock.
But I think for clarification, jet skis, and you know there's many of them out there, the three-person jet ski is classified as a boat. So if you have a jet ski, that's it. I just don't want that to be a gray area. I don't know if the ordinance would pick up on that.
Well, a jet ski they usually refer to as a boat.
That's
so
right.
It can
so
be
if you
attached.
Have, if you have a dock.
A dock.
So you would have to attach it. How do you attach it?
They usually are.
A crank? Crank's not attached. Crank lift.
Yeah, but it sets,
drive up, float up one might be.
Yeah, it sets on it, lifts it up out of the water usually.
Right, but it's not attached to the dock.
Yeah, but
could you describe? I'm totally.
say you have a dock.
Yeah.
You have a dock. You got your boat on.
Yeah.
Right next to it, you have a crank lift. What that's saying?
What is the crank lift?
It's for the jet ski.
Oh, it actually lifts it right up.
So now, according to that, it seems that that would be two.
Right.
Okay. And that
that's
wouldn't be allowed.
But, so the lift for a jet ski, it would be the same as a dock, which includes a boat lift. They're considered to be part of a dock.
Okay.
Usually they're right next to it.
That's not how I read it, but that's fine.
Yeah, the language is a little confusing too. Because even when you said a float, like a floating float inflatable, as a kid, we had a floating dock, but it was wood. It was on barrels. So, I mean, you technically could tie a boat to it if you swam out to it, but that's what we would swim out to and play on, but it was wood. So,
well,
are they going to define?
No. That would be a swimming platform.
Unless.
But if someone decides.
You tie a boat to it, then it becomes a dock.
Well, that's what I mean by you.
I agree.
I
don't see the difference between a dock on four posts
right.
or a dock on a float.
No,
a dock is a dock is a dock.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You know, and.
Because you might have an out-of-stater that comes and ties it up for a week to a floating dock, and then they're out of here and it's done, but everyone's going to be all in a fuss because someone's tying their rope to a dock. Maybe they want to get to a platform.
Well, we had that last year where a person had a dock in the water on post. They had to take it out. It was on a right of way.
Well, that's a different.
Yeah,
that's a whole different.
Right.
Thing.
As soon as he took it out, somebody brought a floating raft in, put it in the same place. That was okay.
Because it wasn't attached to the land.
Sorry, same thing.
Right, exactly. But there, yeah, it was mincing of.
Yep.
It's not attached to the easement by the right of way. That's kind of clever.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Article 7 is shall an amendment to the Town of London Zoning Ordinance, Article 10, general townwide regulations be enacted, establishing commercial design standards. I have a copy of what they are here. I don't know if somebody wants me to read them or not.
I think you should.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
You think I should read them?
Okay.
All right. Commercial design standards. Purpose: to protect, enhance, and perpetuate the town's historic, cultural, and architectural heritage, and to enhance the town's appearance to residents and visitors, and to serve as a support and stimulus to business and industry. Construction of a new building or structure, or addition to an existing structure, shall be of such design, form, proportion, mass, configuration, building material, texture, and location on a lot as to conform with the following guidelines as deemed practicable by the planning board. Number one, applicability. These design standards apply to all new commercial buildings, structures, and modifications to existing structures in the town of Lyman, which require site plan approval per the Lyman zoning ordinance. The section B standards is number one. Proposed buildings, improvements, and additions shall not be stylized to point that the building or improvements are more an advertisement than an architectural form. Two, facades shall be articulated every 50 feet using varied designs, roof lines, materials, and heights. The front facade shall be designed to look like more than one building entrance when the facade is proposed to be greater than 50 feet in width. Number three, the relationship of the width of the building to the height of the front elevation shall be visually compatible with nearby buildings and structures and open spaces. Number four, the roof shape of a building shall be visually compatible with that of buildings to which it is visually related. When no clear pattern exists, a roof pitch of 5/12 or steeper shall be used, or the building shall be designed so as to appear to have a pitched roof. The design of the roofline, facade, or parapet wall shall screen any air conditioning or other utilities placed on the roof on three sides most visible to the public. Number five, where mechanical equipment such as HVAC and trash receptacles are located at ground level, appropriate vegetative screening or privacy fencing shall be used to hide the equipment while spaced to allow for routine maintenance. Any questions? Article 8. This is just a straw poll. It is not a legally binding. And it wants to know if the people favor the town looking into purchasing the Cousins School property. Any questions by anybody? Ron.
What originated this?
I guess I'm not sure I follow.
Where did this idea come from to even consider buying the Cousins School back?
The current property owner had decided that he thought it might be a viable thing the town would like to do, to have the school back if they wanted to enhance it for municipal or community building, and we wanted to see if the town was interested in that or not.
You own it, right?
Okay, so that is it, unless somebody has some input. Okay, thank you.
Hello? I'm shaking. That's it. That sounds about right.